This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right. Anthony Gallo on the fan, New York City. The number to call, as always, is 888-808-1019. And let's get right into it. You know, we did a lot of baseball last night. Some basketball, but the draft is almost, you know, a week away, I would say, as I mix up my days on these overnights. And we get reports today that the Giants will be holding a private workout, an intimate workout with Shedeur Sanders. And to me, it's going to be Shedeur. At number three, if it's not the quarterback from Colorado, I will be absolutely shocked. Because for me, that was the guy I wanted the Giants to take this entire time. I think a lot of the stuff that's come out recently, and when I mean recently, over the post-college football season about Shedeur Sanders has been overblown, has been typical, you know, draft rumors, whether it's to tear a guy down so he falls, or the typical incompetency of some of these team scouts where they do not know how to evaluate quarterbacks. And when it comes to the Giants, this pick needs to be about one thing and one thing only. What's best for the franchise? Not what's best for Joe Shane, not what's best for Brian Daboll. It has to be what's best for the franchise. And what's best for the franchise is finding the quarterback of the future. And I think Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in this draft. I think Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback going in the next year's draft. Meaning if you're saying tank for Arch Manning, who you don't even know if he's going to come out, or one of these other guys, the kid from LSU, a couple of the other quarterbacks in college, I think Shedeur Sanders has a higher ceiling. I think what he's shown on tape, in my opinion, is more impressive than all of the quarterbacks in this draft and most of the quarterbacks I watched in college football this season. So again, he's the guy. That's who the Giants are going to be taking at three. And if they don't, outside of, I could get, if Travis Hunter falls, I could understand that. But outside of that, this is the guy. And I feel like a lot of what we've heard, how many times have we heard stuff going into the draft, especially close to the draft, whether it's about Zach Wilson or Josh Rosen or, you know, other Mitch Trubisky, where these people were wrong, the same people that are tearing down Shedeur Sanders. And if Daboll and Shane not only want to save their job, but put this franchise in the right direction, this is the guy to go get. Don't take a pass rusher and Abdul Carter. If you're trading down, it better be because you know you could get Shedeur Sanders later in the draft. But if you love this guy, why even wait? Last year, he went out 37-10, 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 4,100 yards, a 74% completion percentage with a terrible offensive line in front of him against very good defenses. So if you're going to tell me that a Jackson Dart or a Cam Ward, who played in that crappy ACC, somehow showed you something better against better competition, where do you see that? I saw Albert Breer, you know, great reporter. I saw Albert Breer go out there and report that coaches are saying what they see from Jackson Dart and what they see from Shedeur Sanders when the pocket is collapsing and there's pressure on them are two drastically different things, and they fear what Shedeur Sanders is doing. How can you say that when he played behind one of the worst offensive lines in college football 2 years in a row, and all he did was excel? The year prior, 27 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 69% completion percentage. Making the transition to bowl eligible football, whatever, the FCS football. That is the guy. The reports that his arm strength is not there is ridiculous. Because if you watched him play, it's there. He's made some pretty ridiculous throws. If you watched his pro day, it's there. The same guys who were telling you Zach Wilson had Patrick Mahomes traits are the same ones telling you Shedeur Sanders isn't good. The same guys who were telling you Lamar Jackson's not an NFL quarterback are the ones telling you Shedeur Sanders not great. But somehow Cam Ward has now jumped up the board, and he's a can't-miss QB prospect, surefire number one guy. The Giants have the quarterback sitting in front of them. And short of the Browns taking him at 2, because all rumors are pointing to Cam Ward going number one, short of the Browns taking Shedeur Sanders at 2, the Giants have their guy, and they don't have to rush him out on the field. And you can let him learn from Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champion. Russell Wilson, who has been to the mountaintop, who has dealt with failure, who, regardless of how you feel about him, is a stand-up citizen. And then Jameis Winston, professional thrower of the ball. Cannon, a guy who's also failed in this league. A guy who came out of college, like, supposing to be the next great quarterback in the NFL. I thought he was going to be a superstar. He went from success to failure. These are great guys to learn from. And Russell Wilson can help nurture Shedeur Sanders in the sense of he's dealt with pressure his entire career. He's been in front of it. And the last few years have been rough for him. His last year in Seattle, his 2 years in Denver were not great. Last year was a bit of a redemption for Russell Wilson. I think there's so much that we hear negative about Shedeur Sanders, but where was this in the college football season? So I seek here again telling you, if the Giants, whoever's making the decision, Shane, Daboll, John Mara, want to do what's best for the franchise, they will take this kid at 3. If you have a problem with his father, then you're looking at the wrong things. And if anything, I think who his father is a positive. I've said it many times on this station. Kids who grow up around pro athletes in pro locker rooms tend to be able to make this transition a lot easier. Patrick Mahomes, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. All of these now, you know, whether you know, it's guys in the NFL, guys in the NBA. There's a lot of cases in baseball. Just look at the Toronto Blue Jays. They got like 6 of them. They tend to make that transition a lot easier. They know what it takes. And for Shedeur Sanders, he's had a target on his back since he got to Jacksonville. Or what was it, Jacksonville State. He knows how to deal with the pressure. He knows what it is to be in the limelight. He knows what it is to tell people he's not good enough. Doubt him every turn. My dad put me in this position. That's what everyone thinks. He probably is a Nepo baby. But so is all these other athletes that get to this point. You can't tell me him starting at Colorado was just because of his father. Especially in the age of NIL, if he would have went Let's say he didn't have Deion Sanders as a father and he went the HBCU route. He still would have gotten found and been playing in a Power 5 conference. He's that good. And if the Giants don't take him, and every team that doesn't take him is going to be firing scouts and firing head coaches and firing GMs, because they're going to be passing up on a kid who's going to be the next great quarterback in this league. And yes, he is not the mobile quarterback that Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen is. He is not incapable of moving outside of the pocket, though. And I think his pocket awareness is severely underrated. This is a kid that was getting hit on almost every play, and it wasn't because he was holding the ball too long. Go back and watch some of those games. This year specifically, you don't even have to say his first year where that team was not as talented. Go back to this previous college football season. In games where he excelled, how much he got hit throwing the ball. How many times he would take a step back and there was already pressure coming through the line. It was like there wasn't even an offensive line there. And for me, that's a big positive when drafting a quarterback prospect. I said this last night. If you don't know, I am a Broncos fan. Most of you do know that. I hated the Bo Nix pick. And part of the reason why I hated the pick was my fear that he played behind such a good offensive line in college that he would not be able to handle the pressure he's going to see in the NFL. Granted, the Broncos offensive line was one of the best units in the league this year. But I still feared that. And a lot of teams that take quarterbacks that aren't necessarily the best player available have succeeded. Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes. These were not the best guys on the board when they were taken. Josh Allen. Bronco fans have been going back to the Broncos. They were killing John Elway in that regime for taking Bradley Chubb, who was the number one guy on that draft board for most teams going into that season, and not taking Josh Allen. So who cares if they're reaching on a quarterback? It's the quarterback position. Evan Roberts said it perfectly. If you're not going to take a quarterback, you better be getting a Hall of Famer. You can't take an Abdul Carter and it be just a really, really good player, because that's not doing anything for your franchise and you're rebuilding the next year. The Giants are going to take Shedeur Sanders, and I will be shocked if they don't. That is what's best for this franchise, which will then in turn be best for the current regime that has a razor-thin margin of error. Shane and Daboll need to take this kid. And again, I'm not going to lose my mind if they take Travis Hunter. But it's not going to feel great, even if Travis Hunter's amazing. And they flop. And to the Giants fan, not just Giants fans, to any NFL fan that is looking 2 years ahead in the draft with an Arch Manning, let's just say that's the hot name, just like Trevor Lawrence, just like any of these supposed can't-miss quarterbacks. Don't do that, because then when you get the kid and he sucks or he's not the quarterback you thought he was going to be, you're going to run him out of town or you're going to be locked in to a failure. The grass isn't always greener. Travis Hunter's a unicorn, and the potential of what he could do on both sides of the ball, I understand that. But I think the Titans are making a mistake going for Cam Ward. I think Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in this draft. And being the best quarterback in this draft, in any draft, is more valuable than being the best player in that draft. It's just what it is. It's the reason why we see guys like Jackson Dart or Mac Jones, Josh Rosen, name whatever quarterback you want to name that flopped in the first round. Obviously, let's give Jackson Dart a chance. As much as I don't like him as a prospect, doesn't mean he's going to flop. But I'm just saying, how many times have we seen guys get forced into a first round that are not even a second or third round pick in the Mac Jones case? So I sit here fairly confident This is not something I've, like, you know, I don't have sources in the Giants building. I don't have sources in the Shedeur Sanders camp. But I'm fairly confident they're taking this kid at three. They have a pro day. Or not a pro day. They went to his pro day with most of a large group of their most important people. The guys who are going to be outside of the owner, the guys who are going to be making the decisions. Big, you know, head of the scouting department, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll. Obviously, to see not just Shedeur Sanders, but also Travis Hunter. But now, on Thursday, in Boulder, Colorado, where Colorado University is, they are holding a private workout with Shedeur Sanders. And that just makes me think or be more confident about what I'm feeling. Maybe the Giants have on good knowledge that they could trade back and maybe accumulate some assets and still get Shedeur Sanders. Maybe a team, you know, Cam Ward goes one and either Carter or Travis Hunter go two, and whichever one's left, some team loves them so much that they trade up. But I would be shocked if it's not Shedeur Sanders at three. And the good thing is, let's say a team does trade up to take an Abdul Carter. The Giants can essentially slot back. The Patriots are not moving from that pick. They're not taking a quarterback. The Jags could move on from that pick, but they're not taking a quarterback. And then you get to the murky areas where the Raiders could take Shedeur. Maybe even the Jets take Shedeur, even though I don't think they should. As I guess it's not really a bad move, but I think that they need to buy into Justin Fields. And then the Saints. Otherwise, most of these teams in the top 10 are not looking quarterback. So the Giants have their guy. I'd be shocked if they don't take Shedeur at three. I just feel like most of the negativity coming out about Shedeur Sanders has to be incompetency, one, or two, teams hoping he falls. Defaming his game and his character, hoping he falls to them. I said this a while back, about a month ago, when we heard the Jacina Anderson report, that a team in the top seven thought that Shedeur was unprofessional, not acting like a top pick, franchise quarterback type. I felt like she was trying to put the blame, you know, saying top seven so people would be like, oh, it's the Jets. It could have been the Raiders, Titans, any of these teams. But that felt like a team trying to have Shedeur slide down. And teams saying that they don't think he's a first-round pick. Well, whoever's saying that better have good job security. I always go back to the Lamar Jackson draft as a perfect example. Lamar Jackson was clearly the best quarterback. He was a beast in college. Anyone who thought he couldn't throw the ball either doesn't know what an NFL quarterback is or didn't watch him play. And not to the extent that I think Shedeur's going to drop that far, but this feels similar. No, there's no Charlie Casserly saying he thinks he's a wide receiver. That's not the case because Shedeur's not that kind of athlete. He's not lacking athleticism. He is just not a runner of the football. He's not Lamar Jackson or Bo Nix or Josh Allen. More Bo Nix lesser than the first two. But these are guys that are mobile quarterbacks. But he can move and operate outside of the pocket. He has the ability to step up in the face of pressure. And yes, at times, he does try to buy time. But how we've seen Aaron Rodgers do that. We saw Russell Wilson for a long period of time make a living out of that. This is the guy. If they go out there and take Abdul Carter, when they already have a dearth of pass rushers, they are sealing their fate. Not just another bad year for the franchise, but the end of the Daboll and Shane era. And part of me, being a Daboll defender, I don't hate Joe Shane, but mostly being a Daboll defender, this is the guy that he should be taking. He is the quarterback whisperer. Prove it. I don't even think it's going to take that much development to get Shador where you need him. And they do have the luxury of not throwing him to the wolves immediately. They have the luxury of this guy playing week 7 or 8 or not playing at all if somehow Russ and Jameis, one of the two, is performing at a great level that they don't have to bench them. I don't think you got to throw these guys to the fire year one. Look at what the Packers have done with their last two quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. They sat for a long time. And just because the way of the world is that we play quarterbacks now immediately does not mean that old, you know, way of thinking that you can't develop a guy without sitting him is obsolete. Also, if they do play him, Giant fans need to realize that they cannot get on him in year one. You got to let him develop. And this goes for, this is a stigma I have in this market, or a problem I have in this market, that this stigma or agenda, narrative, whatever you want to call it, I'm lost for the word right now, that we want young players to play, and the second they fail, we want them gone. Look at the Mets and the Yankees. Volpe, Dominguez, Alvarez, Vientos. These guys are not allotted a chance to fail. RJ Barrett at times had that. If he comes here, be patient, but that is the guy. The Giants will have their quarterback of the future.